Hello and welcome to the Vegan Body Revolution Show. I'm your host, Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com, where I show you how to achieve your ultimate dream body on a 100% plant-based diet. Today is Wednesday, March 4th, 2015. It's been quite a few days since I recorded an episode. I've been so busy. We just had our Metabolic Mastery Intensive the other day, which was just completely off the charts. In today's episode, I'm going to go over the whole structure of our Metabolic Mastery Intensive. That's right. I'm going to show you the structure, how we set it up so that we can educate someone to be able to achieve whatever body and level of health that they want. I am going to reveal that to you in this episode. But before we do that, I just want to say thank you to our sponsors. This particular show is actually being brought to you right now by a wonderful company named Vistro. So we're going to hear just a very quick message from Vistro, and then we're going to get started with understanding how to achieve any result, any body that you want, any level of health that you want. Stay tuned after this message.
Vistro makes eating healthy easy and delicious. At Vistro, we know you're committed to eating healthy, and we know you don't always have time to prepare the kind of high-quality, healthy meals you like. That's where we come in. We offer 100% plant-based, chef-prepared gourmet meals made with the best organic, non-GMO ingredients, and we deliver the meals straight to your door anywhere within the continental United States. Come find out how easy it is to eat healthy. Visit us at Vistro.com today.
And welcome back to the Vegan Body Revolution Show. Let's go ahead and step through the order of what we taught at the Metabolic Mastery Intensive. And you can use this too to see where are there holes in your own personal education so that you can help discover what might be holding you back or what lack of information might be holding you back from achieving the goals that you want. So the very first thing that we did is we go over the bad stuff. Why is it so important to understand what the bad stuff is? It's just like if you're trying to start a business or you're trying to make a successful business, you got to find out where in your company or your business you're losing money. What are the things that you don't need that aren't doing anything for your business or your company or helping you grow? What are those things? And stop spending money on them. Because if you were able to save $500 a month or an extra $1,000 a month, did you know that that's even greater? That's even better than making an extra $500 or $1,000 a month? You know why? Because you don't pay taxes on it. That is like pure 100% in your pocket profit. And the same goes, the same strategy goes with health and nutrition and fitness. If you're eating stuff and doing things that's hurting your body, then you want to know what those are and just stop them. Stop doing those things. That's going to instantly give you huge results in your health. Now, the obvious example that I always give is soda. A lot of folks that are trying to lose weight, when I interview them, a lot of folks find, I mean, it turns out that they end up drinking a lot of soda, sometimes diet soda, sometimes sugary soda. That is one thing that almost everybody agrees that if you just cut out of your life, it's going to help get you results really fast. And for someone who, the average person that I talk to who's looking for weight loss, they usually end up drinking about a good 32 ounces of soda or sometimes more every single day. And when we cut the soda out without doing anything else, just cut out the soda and replace it with water or like a green tea or something, at least for the short term, to pacify them until they start moving into better habits. I want everybody to be just drinking more water. When we do that, that alone starts taking a pound or more off of their body weight for the first several weeks. And that's just such a small investment when you think about that. So it's understanding what the bad things are. What are the things that are causing inflammation in your body? We went over dairy. We went over meat and dairy. I'm sorry. We went over dairy, went over other animal products, and we went over some processed foods and why those things are bad. So if you want to, obviously I don't have enough time to go over in this episode what those are, or come to Metabolic Mastery Intensive and learn what those are firsthand. But you can do some Google searching and find out what those things are and learn for yourself. But you'll understand that inflammation is something that can be controlled, and it's primarily controlled through your diet. Then after that, we start going into what is the good stuff? What's the stuff that reduces inflammation and increases health and increases your metabolism and helps you start losing body fat right away? You want to know what those ingredients are. And to make it really short and simple, all the stuff that you find in the produce section at the grocery store, that's all good stuff. That's all living, healthy stuff. Get rid of the processed stuff. That's part of the bad stuff. And start putting in more of the good stuff. And you're going to start seeing that your body is going to start to change and adapt very, very quickly. Now, we go into much, much more detail about that. We go into more scientific stuff. But for what you need to know right now to make a big change in your life and your body is start making the majority, the huge majority of what you eat each and every single meal. Don't look at it from a daily standpoint. Look at it from a meal-to-meal standpoint. Start making those things come from the best stuff on earth, whole, living, plant-based foods. Am I preaching to the choir here for some of you? I know I am. But here's what I want you to do is just kind of take an honest look at yourself. Are you doing these things? Some of you already know this or you've heard about it already, but are you doing it? Really be honest with yourself. Are you doing it day in and day out? The next thing. We went into rapid fat loss. Now, this is a very, very key skill to understand. Many of you have been taught it's calories in, calories out. And then some of you are a little more advanced. You learn things about macronutrients, being able to modify how much protein you eat and versus carbohydrates and fat. You got things like 80-10-10, and then you've got things like 40-40-20, and then you've got some of you have no idea what I'm talking about. I'm talking about ratios, like maybe 35% protein and 55% carbohydrates and 15% fat. All those things are good. All those things are good, but there's another level on top of that. It's looking at your ingredients more so than just is it a carbohydrate or fat or protein, but looking at the actual ingredient. What are the vitamins that what you're eating contains? What are the minerals? What are the enzymes that you're going to get out of that? What kinds of fiber are you getting out of that? Look at the real nutrients because, you know, fats aren't made the same. Fats are utilized completely differently. Different types of fats are utilized differently in your body. Did you know that? You've got your omega-3s, you got your omega-9s, you got your omega-6s. Did you know that omega-3s serve a completely different function in the body than omega-6s? So that means that when you eat flax seeds, you're getting a completely different result than if you were to eat the same amount of like cashews or peanuts. Completely different result. Did you know that? It's not all created the same. You gotta study up on what those things are. We teach that at the Metabolic Mastery Intensive in great detail. But I'll tell you right now, start focusing on your omega-3s. That means flax seeds, chia seeds. Start getting those up, your walnuts. Start really increasing how much you're eating of those. And the next thing too, let's look at your carbohydrates. A lot of people look at carbohydrates and they try to manipulate those. We're going to have an interview in the next few days with Ryan Nelson about how he gets totally shredded and he utilizes carbohydrate cycling, which is an amazingly effective method for getting yourself extremely shredded while maintaining muscle mass. But there's a right way to do that. It's not just about the numbers because carbohydrates, there's a lot of different foods that are considered carbohydrates. You wouldn't consider a breakfast cereal the same as what you would consider the carbohydrates from green leafy vegetables, would you? I mean, you can obviously see the difference. There's a lot of living stuff, minerals and vitamins that are in green leafy vegetables. And you can have the same number of carbs coming from broccoli as you could from a bowl of puffin cereal. And they're not going to be the same. So if you're looking just at macronutrients, you can't do that. You got to look at the ingredients. Which one would you choose? Hopefully, you would choose the living. Hopefully, you would choose the broccoli, right? Then you've got your protein. Protein, protein, protein. When to eat it, how much to eat it, how often to eat it, so on and so forth. You know, there's so many things that you actually don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about how often you eat your protein during the day. You don't have to really worry about how much you're getting because if you're eating a whole food plant-based diet, you're getting so much of it already. To build a little extra mass, you just need a little bit of protein. I've already showed you that in my vegan muscle book. If you don't have it already, make sure you download it. Go to veganbodyrevolution.com. Go get it. It's 100% for free. I'll show you exactly how I did my protein, how much I ate, two different versions, one where I ate an enormous amount, the other one I ate a fraction of the amount of my body weight, and I was able to get the same results. Protein is really, it's so easy. It is so easy to get your protein in, and you'll be surprised at all the different foods that have a significant amount of protein in already that you don't even need to worry about. So that's pretty much it. I mean, that's pretty much it for rapid fat. Well, no, What am I talking about? I'm trying to tell you how to lose fat rapidly. Well, what I'm getting at is the ingredients. The ingredients, you want to choose the best ingredients on the planet. Combine that with rapid fat loss exercise, and that is when you're going to see some serious results. Here's the big gist of it all. Okay, there's a lot of different workouts out there. I go over specifically the best, most effective workout systems that there are, period, hands down, that allows you to spend the least amount of time and lose the greatest amount of fat when you combine that with the right fast metabolism, whole food, plant-based diet. What you're looking for is you want something that's going to drive your heart rate up as high as you possibly can. I teach people how the heart rate is the speedometer, the caloric speedometer of the body. And if you want to get from point A to point B as quickly as possible, you want to go as fast as you possibly can. You want to sustain the highest heart rate you possibly can. There's different ways and methods to do that, but always look at that. So right now, I can't show you how to work out because this is a radio podcast, but I can tell you what to look for and how to measure whether your workout is effective or not. How high is your heart rate? Is it extremely high? Are you constantly out of breath? And if you get yourself to the point where you're out of breath, are you sustaining that? Are you able to keep that as much as possible? That's what you want to look for. Once you do, you want to keep driving that up and up and up and up and up. You see, getting the body of your dreams is a process of never-ending progress, never-ending progress. But you have to know what the progress indicators are. You got to know what things you got to progress in order to get the result that you want. Heart rate, ladies and gentlemen, when doing exercise, is one of those indicators that we teach the Metabolic Mastery Intensive. Start getting your heart rate up. Then after that, we went into muscle building. How to build muscle as quickly as humanly possible. And boy, that was fun. Went over the type of food that you have to eat, the ingredients again. And this one, it's very similar to the ingredients of rapid fat loss, but we're going to drive the amounts way, way up. You know, it's a lot of people use the caloric method for trying to determine how many calories they should eat to build muscle. And in my humble experience, I've worked with over 25,000 people. I have used all of those metrics. They work sometimes with some people, and then other times, I say most of the time, they don't. And here's why. Everybody's a little different. Not from a biological standpoint, not down to the very cell. It's just some people have more cells than others. Some people have a bigger stomach than others. Some people expend more energy than others just based on their activity. So it's just kind of too difficult to truly accurately guesstimate how many calories somebody should have. I've got a much better, more reliable method. Use your freaking stomach. Your body's already figured out how many calories it needs to, let me put it this way. I don't want to confuse you because it's not about calories. It's about total amount of raw food. That's it. When I say raw, it doesn't have to be raw. I mean, total amount of just pure, solid freaking food. That's what determines if you're going to build tissue or not. Your body needs raw materials. It comes from raw material. It comes from food, not calories. It comes from food, not how much energy or heat is produced from the food that you eat. It comes from food, ladies and gentlemen. It needs raw materials. You're building tissue. Tissue requires materials. You need more materials. You want to build a bigger house, then you're not going to be able to get by on the same materials that you use to build a shack. You want to build a mansion and you're starting off with a two-bedroom apartment, it's going to require a lot of everything. You need everything. You need more carbs, you need more fat, you need more protein, you need more water, you need more vitamins, you need more nutrients, all of that stuff. And you know what's beautiful is that your body, your stomach's already figured out, based on the size of your stomach, it's already figured out how much is enough to keep you where you are. So you've got to exceed that. If you want to build more tissue, if you want to exceed your tissue size, then you've got to exceed your food intake. Isn't this simple? Isn't this easy? Isn't this doable? You could do this too. It'll save you a lot of time and a lot of effort and a lot of frustration. Just eat till you're past full and you're going to build muscle. Do that every single meal and combine that. This is the second part. Combine that with muscle building exercise. I go over muscle building exercise. I go over some of the most powerful muscle building strategies out there. One is the pyramids. And you can get my free download, my muscle building guide. I go over how to do that there. And if you go to a Metabolic Mastery Intensive, we'll do a full demonstration so you can really make sure that you've got that down right. But, you know, you want to do it the easy way or do you want to do it the frustrating way? I prefer easy every single time. I prefer going in and only needing one exercise for one whole area of my body to grow all of that at once, because I just want to be in and out of the gym as quickly as possible and get 10 times the results as everybody else. I don't know about you. I just like doing that. I love getting many times more the results than all of the other people around me. I love that. I just love doing that because I just feel like I'm being productive. I love feeling productive. That's it. I just love feeling efficient and productive. I hate wasting time, especially now. I've got my family. I don't know if you have a family. I've got my beautiful wife that I just want to play with all the time. I don't want to be spending my time in the gym. I want all the results, and I want to minimize my time and my efforts. How about you? Come to Metabolic Mastery the next time. I'll show you how to do it. Then we went over some important stuff. Environment. Oh my goodness. This is one of the biggest sabotagers, your environment. Who do you hang out with? What does your house look like? My wife taught about how to create a healing home sanctuary. You know, a lot of you, when you come home, you have more stress. You work, in some cases, is the best thing that ever happened to you. And then you have to get through the door, and then you got to go through all the stress of your family, all the stress of your messy house, all the stress of all the responsibilities that you have at home. It's not easy. And that's part of your problem. That's part of your problem that's keeping you from getting the body and the health that you want, is that your living environment just sucks. It's toxic. And that comes from the products that you use. That's right. The products that you use, there's some products that you're using just to clean your house that doesn't leave it cleaner. It leaves it more toxic than ever before. Think about that for a second. What does a clean house smell like? Does it smell like artificial chemically scented pine? Or should clean smell like nothing at all because there's nothing? There's no dirt. There's nothing there. Think about that for a second. For some of you, I know, mind blown. When you come in, does it feel like you've just taken off your coat of stress and you can just melt away all of your worries and your shoulders relax and you feel amazing? Or do you feel more stressed out than ever before because you know there's more crap that you got to deal with that maybe you put off? See, if you've got all these responsibilities of maintaining your house and if it's not set up like a sanctuary, imagine walking into your home and feeling like you just walked in to your favorite, most luxurious day spa. Oh, and you get to spend the whole day there and nobody's going to bother you. That's the feeling that you need to have. That's the feeling you deserve to have. We go over how to do that. And then also, who are you hanging out with? Are your peers motivating you? Or are they putting you down? See, I know a lot of you feel alone in this whole vegan body transformation thing. And I know what that feels like. It's hard. It's hard. That's why so many of you, that you seek me out. You seek out my podcast and our group, and it's been motivating you. But we need to create, from a home level, an amazing environment of support. How about your own thoughts, your own core beliefs? You know, when times get really hard and you start noticing yourself sabotaging yourself, you notice yourself breaking your own commitments. Has that ever happened before? Has that ever happened? And did you have an excuse for it? Of course you did. Of course you did. You see, if you didn't get the result that you want, I know you've got an excuse, because that's always the reason. Always the reason that you don't get what you want is because there's an excuse involved. Because if you got the result that you wanted, then you don't need an excuse, right? That comes from things called core beliefs. The vegan medical doctor, my wife, Dr. Brooke Goldner, went over a whole training on how to completely exterminate those hidden core beliefs, because those, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of the things that are sabotaging you today from not just your fitness success, but success overall in every aspect of your life, your relationships, your job, all that stuff. You're not where you want to be. There's a good reason that you've got stuff that you created way back when you were less than 5 years old that's running your life today. We'll show you. We'll teach you about that, how you can pull that out and get rid of it so it's not stopping you anymore. It's pretty important. Then finally, we went over how to put all of that together. In my previous episodes, I talked to you about my zigzag diet, up days, down days, how to put those together. That is the glue, ladies and gentlemen, to how you figure out how many days should you work out, how often should you do fat loss, how often should you do muscle building, how do you build muscle and lose fat at the same time? Use the zigzag strategy. Zigzag strategy, that's right. We create things called up days where you're building muscle and eating for muscle. And then we've got down days where you're losing fat, working out for fat loss, and you're eating for fat loss. And then you put those together, up and down, up and down, down, up. You want to lose weight? Do more down days than up days. You want to gain weight and build muscle faster? Do more up days than down days. You want to maintain what you got? Do an equal number of up and down days. That's what I'm doing right now with one of my celebrity clients, helping him become Wolverine in the next few months. We've been 2 months into it. Man is just an absolute machine. Keeping him pretty much the same weight, leaner than he's been in years. 4.5 inches off his waist. Get this, 4.5 inches off the waist and hasn't lost a pound because we're using the zigzag strategy. What are we losing? We're losing body fat and we're gaining muscle. We lose a pound of fat, gain a pound of muscle. Lose another pound of fat, gain a pound of muscle. You like the sound of that? Make sure you come to the next Metabolic Mastery Intensive because I'll help you master it. I'll help you become so competent at it that just becomes the way you do your body transformation. That's just the way you do exercise. That's just the way you do your nutrition. That's the whole point, is not just to have knowledge. How many times have you read a book, a good book, or seen a speaker, or went to a seminar, and you went back home and you ended up just doing the same old stuff that you've always been doing, and it got you exactly where you've always been? It happens to so many people, and it just frustrates me because I know how hard you struggle when you're not where you want your body to be and your health to be, and it seems like everything, all your environmental stuff and peer stuff, all that is just working against you, and sometimes it feels like you just can't get by because you just can't. Your head's not right, your mindset's not right, life gets in the way. All those stuff. Those are all reasons, and we all have those same reasons sometimes. But the way to beat that is with competence. You get competence with the right knowledge. You get the right knowledge from the right mentor. You get competence with the right knowledge and practice, and practice, and practice. Practice eliminates fear. Practice eliminates incompetency. Practice creates new habits, and that's what we do. We practice and practice and practice. I teach you the stuff, and then we practice it, and we practice it, and we practice it. We do case study after case study after case study. You're doing the work, and you're seeing the results after it at that seminar. We got one coming up in Anaheim, July 18th and 19th. Anaheim, California, July 18th and 19th. Anaheim, California, July 18th and 19th. Mark your calendars pretty soon. Not yet, though. I haven't even updated the website. Pretty soon, I'm going to be updating our website, metabolicmasteryintensive.com. So that if you want to go, I'm going to hook you up. This is something. I'm going to make this a big event. We're going to go from one day. We're going to make it a two-day event. 2 days. I added 35% more content to the Metabolic Mastery Intensive. It's that good. And we're going to make it over 2 days so that you can really and really truly master that information. The students there had just the most amazing time ever. I can't wait to start posting the videos of people giving us testimonials. It was just amazing. And if you want to go and you want to get in and make sure that you have a seat, then you're going to want to, when I tell you to, you're going to want to go to the website and you're going to want to sign up for the early bird notification. That means I'm going to be sending out an email to everybody who signs up to be notified a day early, because this last Metabolic Mastery Intensive, it was sold out 1 month in advance, a month in advance. And this is only the second time we've done it, and we blew people away. We've already got people here in Texas. They're going to be flying to Anaheim, California. They're going to be flying to California because they're ready to sign up already. So when I do announce it, make sure that you are the first on the list to sign up so you get the early notification. And not only am I going to send you the notification a day in advance, I'm also going to send you a link that's going to allow you to purchase your tickets at the early bird special, the very best rate, the very best price you can get a ticket for, period, hands down. Can't get a better price than that. And there's going to be a limited number. And as soon as that number is up, those early bird seats and the early bird price is gone. It's good to be back, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be going over more body transformation stuff. I got Ryan Nelson. He's preparing for his contest. He's looking to win it, baby. I mean, you should see how fast he is transforming. And he's in his shred mode. So we're going to be talking about shredding. Just shredding. How do you get shredded? Shredded. From a pro himself, Ryan Nelson, one of the biggest vegan bodybuilders right now out there today. He's going to show you how he does it so you can do it too. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Listen, if you love the Vegan Body Revolution show, if you want to help other people go vegan and transform their bodies and help the planet, help the animals, all that good stuff, can you do us a big favor? If you like the show and in complete integrity, if you could give us a 5-star rating, if you feel that we deserve it, give us a review. It helps us rank higher. It helps other people find out about us. It helps people see that there is a faster, easier, more less expensive, and less cruel way to be able to achieve the body of your dreams. Can you imagine that? A method to be able to build all the muscle that you want, lose all the fat that you want, with no health consequences. Unheard of! Except the way we do it, the Vegan Body Revolution way. This is your host, Thomas Tadlock, from the Vegan Body Revolution Show, and I will catch you on the next podcast.